You are going to hear part of an interview with a woman called Yvonne, who is a yoga instructor. For questions 24 to 30, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. You have 1 minute to look at part four.
Yvonne, how did you become interested in yoga?
Soon after I'd given birth to my first child, I started getting back pain and tried everything to treat it, but with no success. Then a friend suggested yoga. I was in so much pain that I didn't need much persuading. And after a few weeks, my back felt better. I'd never been a great one for exercise, so I was amazed how much I enjoyed it.
When did you decide you were going to teach professionally?
About 3 years ago. I was a school teacher at the time, but I decided to go on a part-time contract with my school and run yoga sessions in my spare time at a local sports centre. Then I was offered the chance to rent a room in a leisure centre, so I gave up the teaching job to do yoga full-time.
What's the most rewarding part of your work?
Well, I always enjoyed being a teacher, and I get the same satisfaction from being a yoga instructor. I like helping people to discover what interests them. I love seeing people transform from people in physical or emotional pain into positive, healthy individuals. Some become passionate about yoga. I find that particularly satisfying.
Now, what changes would I notice in my physical and mental health if I took up yoga?
It's an excellent means of improving your strength and flexibility, and it can help relieve aches and pains. I've also lowered my blood pressure since doing it. It can help people suffering from stress, and lots of clients say their memory and concentration have improved since they've started.
Presumably, people notice the benefits of yoga in conjunction with a healthy lifestyle and diet.
Yes. Yoga is about achieving balance, and this applies to your life generally. We should take steps to become positive, to avoid people who make us feel bad about ourselves, to see the best in others and be kind.
What about diet?
Personally, I eat seasonally and locally. Fresh, locally produced food is likely to be healthier and less expensive. And when we're eating, we should enjoy our food. Don't rush your meals so you can watch TV. And although the odd bar of chocolate or biscuit won't kill you, eat things like that in moderation.
What advice would you give to anyone thinking of taking up yoga?
I'd say speak to people who have done it and ask them how they've benefited. Sometimes that's more persuasive than asking an instructor. Find a local school and see if they have introductory sessions. But the most important thing is to give it a chance. Do it for at least 3 months. Then you'll know for sure whether it's your thing or not. You will now hear part four again.
Yvonne, how did you become interested in yoga?
Soon after I'd given birth to my first child, I started getting back pain and tried everything to treat it, but with no success. Then a friend suggested yoga. I was in so much pain that I didn't need much persuading. And after a few weeks, my back felt better. I'd never been a great one for exercise, so I was amazed how much I enjoyed it.
When did you decide you were going to teach professionally?
About 3 years ago. I was a school teacher at the time, but I decided to go on a part-time contract with my school and run yoga sessions in my spare time at a local sports centre. Then I was offered the chance to rent a room in a leisure centre, so I gave up the teaching job to do yoga full-time.
What's the most rewarding part of your work?
Well, I always enjoyed being a teacher, and I get the same satisfaction from being a yoga instructor. I like helping people to discover what interests them. I love seeing people transform from people in physical or emotional pain into positive, healthy individuals. Some become passionate about yoga. I find that particularly satisfying.
Now, what changes would I notice in my physical and mental health if I took up yoga?
It's an excellent means of improving your strength and flexibility, and it can help relieve aches and pains. I've also lowered my blood pressure since doing it. It can help people suffering from stress, and lots of clients say their memory and concentration have improved since they've started.
Presumably, people notice the benefits of yoga in conjunction with a healthy lifestyle and diet.
Yes. Yoga is about achieving balance, and this applies to your life generally. We should take steps to become positive, to avoid people who make us feel bad about ourselves, to see the best in others and be kind.
What about diet?
Personally, I eat seasonally and locally. Fresh, locally produced food is likely to be healthier and less expensive. And when we're eating, we should enjoy our food. Don't rush your meals so you can watch TV. And although the odd bar of chocolate or biscuit won't kill you, eat things like that in moderation.
What advice would you give to anyone thinking of taking up yoga?
I'd say speak to people who have done it and ask them how they've benefited. Sometimes that's more persuasive than asking an instructor. Find a local school and see if they have introductory sessions. But the most important thing is to give it a chance. Do it for at least 3 months. Then you'll know for sure whether it's your thing or not. This is the end of part 4.